Hey, welcome everybody to this new episode of the weekly guitar meeting. Today with Caroline and me, Manuel. And we start this week with this beautiful Edgar Mönch guitar, which was built in 1958 in Munich. This guitar has a very fine-grained spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has a 5-fan bracing and 2 short braces on the lower side. The tuning machines are Langsdorfer tuning machines and are original. For me, Edgar Mönch is one of the most important luthiers from Germany. And his guitars are, in my view, really underrated. He was born in 1907 and died in 1977. The guitars from Edgar Mönch were played by many famous guitarists, such as John Williams and Julian Bream. And here you can see a picture with Julian Bream holding Edgar Mönch guitar, and in the middle, or the second person from the left, is Edgar Mönch. Edgar Mönch started to work in the workshop of Marcello Barbero in 1952. And Edgar Mönch was heavily inspired and influenced by the working style from Marcello Barbero. There he learned how to construct the rosettes in Spanish tradition, and they became really close friends. What I personally like a lot about his guitars is the beautiful combination of dark elements, which you can see here around the rosette, and the beautiful mosaics in the rosette, and also the transition of the bridge, the color, which is going from bright brownish colors to more darkish color. In 1965, Edgar Mönch went to Canada. And when he left Germany, it was during a time where the classical guitar experienced a boom in Germany and in Europe. So Germany was really at the center of classical guitar music because of many other luthiers, important luthiers like Hermann Hauser. So in my view, that's one of the reasons, or probably in my view, the main reason why he didn't get the fame like some other luthiers. Now let's hear how this beauty sounds. Caroline,
Yeah.
it's your turn.
Thank you. I'm really curious. So that's a really beautiful sound. Wow. I really love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, it's really comfortable to play. The playability is really nice. I think the neck
Yeah.
is
50 millimeters, the
yeah,
nut
it's
width.
50 millimeters nut width, and the shape is it's not too thick, it's not too thin. It's actually perfect for me. A bit like a D shape. And it's like my fingers are just gliding over the fretboard. So it's very, very effortless feeling while playing. And the sound is very warm, lyrical in the trebles.
I like this sound a lot, this type of sound. It's very, for me, it's typical for Edgar Munch guitars. And maybe for guitars of that time from that German, from German luthiers. And it's not super loud, but it's clear, it's beautiful, it's a lot of tone separation
yeah.
And the combination with the basses and the trebles is clear, and you can hear every note.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I like, personally like a lot.
Yeah. Also, it feels like, of course, it's not a new guitar, so it just, while playing, I can feel this history in the instrument and that it's been lived a bit, which I really like a lot because it has a lot of colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was built in 58, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost 70 years old.
Yeah.
So the condition is really, well, you can see some marks, but the finish is original, and it's in beautiful condition. So it's really a guitar for collectors, for players, for concerts, to play concerts with. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's really rare that we have such good condition. We can see such good condition with old instruments like these.
Yeah.
So this is really a top model with Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And it's just stunning for me to see such an instrument and beautiful.
Yeah.
And also the top looks super stable and
I would love to play something more on it.
Let's go.
Yeah. I think here you can also really hear how amazing the basses sound.
Yeah.
They have almost this silky, silky sound, but still very powerful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, really
like
beautiful.
Yeah.
This would definitely be a guitar I would want in my personal collection.
That's a nice goal.
But yeah. Yeah.
Personally, brilliant. For me, there are really only a few luthiers in Germany during that period that stand out. That's for me Hermann Hauser the First, Hermann Hauser the Second, and Edgar Munch.
Yeah.
So these three are outstanding in my view.
Yeah.
And I think that's also the reason why such well-known guitarists like Julian Bream and Segovia played Mönch guitars.
I can really understand.
So,
You have told me
It's
that you
that
really
kind, yeah.
that you like Munch,
Yeah.
and now I know why. This is the
Okay.
first time I play in Munch, and
Yeah,
yeah, really get it now.
yeah.
Okay, then let's go to the next guitar.
Let's go.
So this guitar is built by Angelo Vailati in 2025, and it has number 258. It has a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Really beautiful. And Angelo Vailati belongs to the younger generation of Italian luthiers. He studied under guidance of Romanillos and Bottelli, and also
Yeah.
Daniele
Danny,
Chiesa.
yeah.
And yeah, after that he opened up his own workshop in Bologna. And yeah, do you know any more about the instrument?
That the guitar has Alessi tuning machines, which make it really easy to tune the guitar. It's what I like personally about this guitar from a design perspective is the combination with the spruce top and the purfling that is made of maple. So I like this switch in reflections and when you would turn the guitar and you would watch it from different angles, it changes a bit the way the light gets reflected. Yeah, and the combination, when we have a bright top like this spruce top, I like the combination with dark elements in the rosette. This is what, for my taste, it gives really a face to the top. I heard this guitar before a bit, and it's traditional build. It has five braces and a harmonic bar, and it sounds really powerful for a traditional built guitar. So maybe you could play some tones on it
I
and
will. Let's see how it
tell us
sounds.
your impression about this guitar. Like it?
Definitely a very powerful instrument, right?
How do you like the combination between the basses and the trebles?
Well, the trebles are very melodic, also very expressive. So I think that's good. They're also very, very powerful, but still give enough warmth to create melodies. And the basses are also just really powerful. You can really like dig into the instrument, and really what you give, you get back. Yeah, and the playability of this guitar is also really nice. The neck is quite flat, but there's more than enough room for my fingers. They have enough space. And I feel like when you go up, it becomes a bit wider, so it's easier to grab the bar chords, even high up the neck. Yeah, and also because of the fast response, it's also easy for the right hand. The sound is immediately there when you play, so that's really comfortable, and it gives this feeling that the playing is effortless.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's also my impression when I hear the guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of power, a lot of sound
Yeah.
coming. Okay, I'll play the second piece on it. Nice. Yeah, here you can also hear the basses, that they are really powerful and also very bright, I think. They're like really punchy, and you can, yeah, I think they're very expressive also, the basses. Yeah, very
Cool.
nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go
Let's
to the
head to the
next
next
guitar.
guitar.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
The next guitar is a true powerhouse. It's a Kim Lizarrak from 2010 and bears the number 125. It has a cedar top, very fine grain cedar top, and back and sides are made of siricote. The top has a lattice bracing that is reinforced with carbon fiber. You may know that Kim Lizarrak, as many other guitars from Australian guitar makers, are quite heavy because they have a very thick back and sides. The tuning machines are made by Gilbert. Personally, I like these tuning machines a lot because they enable the player to tune the guitar precisely and smoothly. The guitar comes with a bevel that is attached to the top. And
I also saw that the back is not completely flat,
yeah,
right?
you're right.
It has a bit of a.
It's arched.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that.
that's the word.
That's the word I was
Okay.
looking for, yeah.
Yeah. It has an arched back, yeah. Similar like yeah, a violin or a violoncello
Does that still
and
do anything regarding the sound, or why
yeah,
does a luthier choose this?
that's the idea behind it. Yeah, to give more space and projection to the instrument.
Okay.
And this contributes to the strong sound. Of course, the lattice bracing and the reinforcement with carbon fiber has a lot to do
Yeah.
with this strong sound, but of course it's the combination of stiffness from back and sides and the arched back. So it's the opposite concept when you compare Antonio de Torres guitars, which had very thin back and sides, and the whole body was a lot resonating and yeah, moving when the guitar was played. So the idea behind this concept of construction is to remove the absorption of energy when playing, and really to push from inside to the outside the sound, the frequencies that are not absorbed from back and sides. So I think that works well, and that's the reason why these instruments are so loud, or one of the main reasons why they are so loud. It really depends on the player, what kind of instrument the player prefers.
Yeah.
So I think
Yeah.
there's a good reason why so many players like guitars from Kim Lizarrak or Small Man or yeah, this kind of strong instruments and heavy instruments.
Yeah.
So, Caroline, would you like to play something for us?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
That's definitely a powerhouse, like you said. So much projection, and it's very loud. It feels like a really, really steady guitar. Also, because of the weight, it's like, yeah, you really have something powerful in your hands. Also, the bevel is very comfortable for me. And the overall playability is also really nice. Feels very effortless to play this instrument. And also it has a very fast response. Yeah, I think it has a very warm and deep sound. So, yeah. So I think this guitar would be perfect if you're playing a concert hall or something and you need an instrument or you want an instrument that has this incredible volume and projection, then this would be your best bet.
Yeah, I think so. Especially if you don't use amplification or well, you always find all the information by following the link in the description anyway. So what came to my mind is that maybe you saw that it has a matte finish, it's a waxed finish, and back and sides are made of polyurethane. This is really a finish that you almost cannot destroy, like for example French polish, which is very delicate. So, it's
the tuning is very smooth.
It's for the battlefield, the guitar somehow.
The tuning is very smoothly, like you said.
Very precise, right?
Yeah. Yeah, again, very, very powerful instrument. And also the basses are just incredible. I think they would ring on and on if you play a chord. And but still also a lot of warmth. Just a really, really nice instrument.
Good.
Let's head to the next one. So the next guitar is built in 2003 by Sebastian Stenzel, a German luthier. And this is number 83. And it has 64 millimeter scale length. A spruce top, Indian rosewood back and sides. It's very light. It's 1.4 kilograms and has a 50 millimeter nut width. So Sebastian Stente started building guitars in 1989 when he did an apprenticeship at Gerd Esmiul.
Yes, that's correct.
And 2 years later, he started working on his own guitar model and then had a workshop in Munich. But now, since 2011, he has a workshop in Emmendingen, which is actually not too far from here in Karlsruhe. He also was here already, right?
Yeah.
He came to visit us.
A few months ago, this year, he visited us. We did an interview.
Okay, maybe we can link the interview.
Which we published on our YouTube channel. We will link the video in the description.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
So it has a 5-fan bracing, right?
Yeah.
And
5-fan bracing, and below the bridge there is a bar, and there is also a harmonic bar on the treble side. The tuners are made by Reichel. Reichel is the way known as Landstoffer before. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the guitar from Edgar Mönch had Landstoffer. So,
I think the rosette is really nice, really beautiful.
Yes. Again, we have here this very detailed rosette with dark elements. The top is made of spruce. And it looks very dark. I'm not sure now how it looks for you when the video is edited, but for me it looks really quite dark. And it's because this guitar is already some years old. So over 20 years old.
Yeah,
it is in beautiful condition. And the finish is a nitrocellulosis finish, which is very durable. So, it has some small marks here and there, and but no cracks, and looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just feels very light in my hands.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's a traditional built guitar, which is really light. And I'm curious how you like it.
Me too.
To play, and also if it makes any difference to play on a 64 scale guitar.
True, this is the first 64 of today.
Yeah. So let's hear how it sounds.
Yeah. Wow, really beautiful lyrical sounds, very singing trebles. Also a lot of warmth. The basses feel really soft, but there's still this, how do you call that? Still this tightness.
And how is the playability? Do you feel any difference?
The 64 millimeter scale length definitely makes a difference for me. It's just everything is just a little bit easier to grab. Of course, also my hands are not very big, so I can imagine that's for somebody with small hands that this would be a great instrument.
And how do you like the neck shape?
The neck shape is, I would say, a D shape. And it's quite flat. It's actually, for me, perfect.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Would you like to play something else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And let's go.
I think it's also a really expressive instrument, like especially in the basses. If I play them soft, then they're really nice, soft and warm. If I push a little more, then they can really, they really become strong, and you can play around with that a lot on this instrument.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, then. Let's go to the
last
guitar.
Go to the last guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting.
Yes.
Our next guitar is a Masaru Kono guitar with spruce top, fine grained spruce top, and Indian rosewood back and sides. It has 66 centimeter scale, and the tuners are made by Klaus Scheller. That were replaced, these tuners were replaced by the previous owner. The guitar was built in 1976, so it's almost 40 years, 50 years. So it is almost 50 years old. It is in remarkable condition. Only a few marks here and there. Also the back looks beautiful. Of course, Kono is well known. You probably heard about him already. His instruments are played by many very well-known guitarists, but during that time also already Julian Bream played his guitars, Oskar Gilja, Konrad Ragosnik, and many, many more. He learned his craft in Spain, or also in Spain. Do you remember where?
No. I can check.
Kono went to Spain and worked for 6 months in the workshop of Arcángel Fernández, where he improved his skills. And yeah, and then he went back to Japan, and yeah, he won a gold medal, if I remember correctly, in Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the
no.
prize?
No.
No? Okay. Maybe we can add that to the description.
I will write it on the screen.
At this moment, I cannot remember.
It's okay.
Maybe we remove it from there.
Maybe we just go to the playing part.
Yeah. Okay. Personally, so this is the Masaru Kono model number 10. And for me, these Kono, let's call them vintage guitars from that period. They are already vintage. Are really underrated instruments for me. They are really durable instruments, as you can see here. We had many Kono guitars that were in such good shape, with no cracks, and it speaks a lot for the quality and durability of these instruments. They are, in my view, underrated. This guitar has 66 centimeter scale.
Yeah.
And so we had 65, then the one from Stenzel was 64.
And now,
let's see how well you can play on this instrument.
Yeah,
right?
Let's see. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe.
Who knows? Maybe it.
I don't notice anything.
Goes even
I'm
better.
Curious. Yeah. So I definitely notice it a little bit. I think especially because we went from the 64 to the 66. So it was like, a bigger difference. Yeah, a bigger step. But I think somebody with really small hands, then this might not be the right fit. Because it all gets like, it's just a little bit wider. But I would say somebody with just regular size hands would not notice any difference. So it's not as bad as I expected. I could still play through the piece. And but it also makes a difference, right? For the sound of the instrument, if there's a longer scale, it will sound all a bit more a cleaner attack and... Yeah,
I think it's typical also the 66 centimeter scale of that period is the Segovia period, or Segovia made this big scale popular, and so it fits that time. So you have to try it if you can, if you feel well on that instrument, and
But all in all, I think the sound is, I really like the sound, and it's very warm and lyrical, but also has this depth.
Yeah, it has.
It's really
a good
beautiful
concert instrument, I think. Also for recordings.
Yeah,
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me play the next song. Sound of this guitar, and also I feel like now that I'm playing it longer, my hands already getting more used to the 66 scale, and it might actually also be comfortable to have a bit more space sometimes, especially if you're playing complex chords, so it can actually also be an advantage. I just really love the way the basses sound. Yeah, it's just the guitar has a really fast response. The string separation is really insane. You can hear every tone really well. And then there's this warmth, this depth underneath everything that really makes it a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my impression too. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Very beautiful sound.
So this was or is our last guitar.
Yes, this is the last guitar for today.
For today, for this week. Tell us which guitar you prefer, which one did you like the most. Leave a comment below. We are very curious to hear your opinion and views on our guitars this week. If you want to help us, you can do this very easily by subscribing and liking our videos. That would be really great and appreciated. Thank you so much for watching and see you next time.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.